You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 969, hour number 3. My name's Max, and I'm happy to have you with me. We will start this hour with music from Joe Kondo, a Japanese composer and a professor at a few different institutions in Tokyo, and a composer who goes back to the late 1960s and became acquainted with John Cage and Morton Feldman in the 1970s and in a stint in New York City via the Rockefeller Foundation. And he appears on the last CD released during the life of Paul Zukofsky, the great John Cage conductor. And we'll hear Joe Kondo's Syzygia, music performed by the Ensemble Nomad with Paul Zukofsky conducting. And this is recorded at the Avico Creative Studio in Tokyo, June 9th, 2016. A 1998 composition, Syzygia. And this release on Paul Zukofsky's label Musical Observations Incorporated features two works by Joe Kondo and one by Craig Pepples, which we've also heard. We've also heard the other work by Joe Kondo called Snow's Falling. We'll hear Syzygia this week. We'll also hear in this set music for Woodwind Quintet, Elliot Carter, 9x5, and a minute-long piece for solo clarinet by Charles Berry, not Chuck, Charles Roland Berry, born in Boston in 1957, and that piece is called Passing Gas. Also in this hour, we'll hear from Luke Ferrari, from Kenneth Galbarow, and from Kathleen Sapove, but we start with this 11-minute piece, Joe Kondo, Syzygia, music performed by the Ensemble Nomad, conducted by Paul Zukofsky.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Martian Gardens, episode 969, hour number 3. The Martian Gardens blog for complete playlists and other information is martiangardens.blog. Once again, Martian Gardens, one word, .blog. What we just heard was music from Charles Roland Barry, not to be confused with Chuck. Charles Roland Barry, a composer from Boston, well, born in Boston, at least. I don't know much about him, but he had this minute-long work included on 60 by 60 Capstone, from which was released on Capstone Records in 2003, and the first of three different 60 by 60 physical releases that Rob Voisey would release through Vox Novus and his 60 by 60 concerts, the idea being 60 pieces, 1 minute long pieces by 60 different composers. Anyway, that was Charles Barry's contribution to the first one, Passing Gas. And we started with Joe Kondo and Syzygia, which is from a Musical Observations Incorporated release from 2018, and the last that the great conductor Paul Zukofsky, who founded Musical Observations, would conduct during his life. He passed in 2017, and that was the ensemble Nomad, music recorded at near Joe Kondo's home in Tokyo at the Avako Creative Studios in Tokyo, June 9th, 2016. From Elliot Carter, we heard 9x5, music for Woodwind Quintet, and that was composed at the tender age of 101. Elliot Carter wrote that in 2009 and would go on to write many more great works until he finally passed in 2012 at the age of 103. Elliot Carter, 9x5, performed by the Slow Wind Quintet, Slow Wind being Slovenian, and that was performed in that city in Slovenia I can never pronounce, so I'll leave it as is. That was performed in June of 2011, 2009 composition, included on Elliot Carter, Volume 9, on Bridge Records, released in 2013. And once again, we ended with Charles Roland Berry, Passing Gas. We will continue with music from Luke Ferrari. And this is a posthumous release from 2015 on Mode Records. And what we'll hear is the title selection, Ephemere. And this is performed by one of Luke Ferrari's colleagues, the violist Vincent Royer, with tape provided by Luke Ferrari from a tape score composed in 1974 and revised for tape and viola in 2012 by Luke Ferrari's widow, Brunhilde Ferrari. And after Luke Ferrari, we'll hear from R. Weiss, Robert Weiss, Legs of Helix, and that comes from Glass in Your Ear, a new EP released by R. Weiss, and you can see that on his site, rweiss.com. And it's electroacoustic music, taking its sounds from Broken Glass and Broken Crockery, with sampling software and digital performance software. Recorded at the composer's own studio in Pittsburgh. And we'll end with Kenneth Gabbro's 1965 composition for harmonic tone generator, a piece called Lemon Drops. And that comes from a Pogus Productions release from 2000 called A Tape Play. First from Luke Ferrari, we have a piece called Ephemere, which is French for ephemeral, but Ferrari also points out the music, which, as its name suggests, is based on, quote, effects of the sea, unquote, is intended for music musicians open to all musical genres. Just a brief note. Hey, Luke Ferrari, and again, this is the longest of the three pieces, running 13 minutes, Luke Ferrari, Ephemere, and this is, again, from Mode Records. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 969, hour number 3.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 969, hour number 3. And the past 3 we heard, we started with the long piece of that set, Luc Ferrari, and Ephemere, performed to Luc Ferrari's 1974 tape composition by the violist Vincent Royer. And then from R. Weiss, Robert Weiss, we heard Legs of Helix, and from Kenneth Gabarro, we heard Lemon Drops, and that's from Tape Play on Pogus Productions. We haven't much time left, but I've got just time for one of Kathleen Sapove's Debussy Effect pieces. The Debussy Effect Project was initiated by Kathleen Sapove when she solicited many composers she knew to do their own rendition of a specific Debussy composition of their choice and for whatever meaning they chose to make a rendition of it. And one of the composers was David Felsenfeld, and in 2013 he wrote this piece, Cakewalking, based on Claude Debussy's piece, familiar to Debussy listeners and Debussy students, Gollywog's Cakewalk, which is a title that has its roots in minstrel show culture and is unpleasantly politically incorrect. And what David Felsenfeld calls his piece is Cakewalking, Sorry, Claude. And it's in, three parts. Blandishments of the Young and Uniquely Handsome, Icarus Chained, and Gollywog Agonists. Again, this comes from the Debussy Effect on New Focus Recordings, all pieces performed by Kathleen Sapove. You've been listening to Martian Gardens, episode 969, hour number 3. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog. My name's Max Shea, and I'm always glad that you've joined me.